So give us this day our daily bread, asking God to be with us, to sustain us. Now, many years ago now, Barbara and I were asked to go to Bogota in Colombia. That was not, I can assure you, the safest place in the world at that time. We'd been asked to go and live with a street worker, working with children on streets, and get his knowledge to create a manual for potential street workers, because particularly Christians, because many people are sort of going into different parts of the world, assuming they could just do anything. And some were disregarding the laws of the land. So we were asked to do this by a group of young Christians in their 20s in Oxford, to the place. And so we went out to this place. And what happened was, we were living with the children who had been rescued from the streets. They go to a halfway house and then came to these places outside the city of Bogota. That was where we were. And whilst we were there, we came, I suppose, for the first time maybe in my life, to realize the value of water and bread. Water was so scarce, and street children had to have their clothes washed because they did all kinds of terrible things and had to wet their beds at night, and also washing was very important. So those of us who didn't have to have our clothes washed had about a third of a glass of water to clean our teeth in every day, and had to just basically give ourselves a quick wash. That made us realize the importance of water, but also the importance of bread, because when you moved out from the streets as street children, you're not going into a hotel or anything smashing like that. You're going into a situation where people trying to help you have not got loads of money. And we had scarcely any food. And the bread we had was given by a local baker, leftovers, often stale leftovers. And we came to appreciate bread and water. Jesus declared this: "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never grow hungry, and who believes in me will never be thirsty." In other words, Jesus is essential for my life and your life. Not physically, but spiritually. So as Colin referred last week, God sustains us and keeps us going. The bread that sustains us. Jesus can sustain you and me just as he sustained, just as the Lord sustained Elijah, as we heard in our first lesson. Elijah, who a little earlier in his life had confronted the gods of Baal and had seen an amazing miracle when God told him to drench the sacrifice with barrels and barrels and barrels of water. And then suddenly God burnt up that sacrifice in this amazing miracle. And the great prophet Elijah had seen all this. But, the wicked Queen Jezebel, having heard from her husband Ahab what had happened, determined that she would kill Elijah. And as we heard in our opening reading, Elijah, a great prophet and follower of God, was afraid. He was afraid. And he ran away. And then he actually prayed this prayer, as we heard: "I have had enough, Lord. Take my life. I've had enough, Lord. I want to die." At least he actually told God about his feelings. what it was for him. His trust in God had faltered. Yours may, mine may, probably has in the past, might in the future, in difficult circumstances that we might face. But here in his mercy, the Lord sustained Elijah by sending a messenger, an angel. And what did he do? The angel did some cooking and provided Elijah with freshly cooked bread and water. And Elijah had it, slept well, woke up, and the second time the angel provided him again in a similar way. God was providing for Elijah, and then he commissioned Elijah to do something else and sent him off to do other work for him. And so the Lord had directed him, giving him comfort and strength to live his life again for the Lord. Another bread story. Years ago, our younger daughter, Helen, would not eat bread. Never. We tried all kinds of ways of persuading her. We did not actually force her to eat bread. And for years and years and years, and eventually she decided she would eat bread, and still does. We did not force her. And Jesus does not force us to follow him. But he gives us an option. You can do. If you follow me, you have these words. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. That's his promise. Eternal life, life forever with God, can be ours now and continue until eventually we are raised up to be with him in heaven. Bread sustains us. Bread can enrich us. I don't know whether you have a whole variety of breads, have different ones. There's a tremendous lot in the shops, aren't there, to choose from. Fancy ones and hard ones, all kinds of things. But bread can sustain us. And for bread, physical, spiritual bread, we actually have to be enriched by being linked to Jesus. So to be sustained and to grow, we have to connect with Jesus regularly. He is the bread of life. And the danger is that if we don't, like if we stop eating bread, if we in that Colombia had stopped eating bread, we'd have gone weaker and weaker. And if you're not careful, if you stop linking with Jesus, we as Christians become weaker and weaker and less following him well. And you know, that connection sometimes means that we can be challenged by doing things that perhaps are taking us away from God. We can be challenged by the materialism in the world which surrounds us. When you watch television adverts, they're incredible and they seep into our minds. Oh, that will be good to have that. Barbara's never said to me, can you buy me that most expensive Chanel something or other perfume? Really, because she doesn't like perfume, but that's by the way. But we can be swept up by the world around us, by materialism, and in all kinds of other ways too. I mean, we can be so attracted of following the Olympics that we watch 20, well, it's not 24 hours, is it? But all the time. Don't even bother getting the food in and things, you know. We can be swept up by all kinds of things in our world if we're not careful. And we've known people, including, sadly, some of our own family, who, because of these kind of things, have drifted away from God. And that's a challenge to us. If we don't link with Jesus, we don't link with God regularly, we could drift away from him. Well, there weren't any children, but I did have some bread. You can see that one. That's nice and soft. And this one, where's that been? Can you see it? Yeah? Where's it been? Toaster. Yeah, it's been through the heat. It's bringing through the heat and the fire, and it changes. It changes. It is still fairly edible. Wow. Depends on your taste. But you know, God can challenge us and challenge us and, as it were, bring us through the heat. Excuse me. And as we go through the heat, we become stronger. That bread is much tougher than the white one that I was feeling as well. It's got stronger and it's not soft. So at times, the Lord may test us in our lives to see if we are going to get stronger or give in. He did that for Barbara, myself, and two others who'd been asked to go to India, to northern India, to a remote part to support a school there, which one of our team had set up many years before. We were to stay overnight in Delhi. Someone was going to meet us at the airport. We didn't know who, but someone was going to meet us. So we arrived late in the evening, not many people around. Where was the person to meet us? Not there. Oh, no mobile phones in those days. We hadn't got any contact numbers. All we're expecting was a man to meet us. Well, we just stayed around the airport for a bit and we thought, well, we'd better go out. We cleared customs, of course, and we went outside the airport. And then we were surrounded by children begging for money from us. Actually, we hadn't got any money. Well, we've got some notes, but we hadn't got any small coins. And we've been told, be careful about begging children. It's their masters who are going to get that money from them. And there we were. What were we going to do? What would we do? Yeah? What should we do? Come on, there you are. What are you going to do? Sorry? Pray. Pray. That's what we did. We prayed. And then after a little while, this man appears and takes us to the destination we didn't even know where it was. It turned out to be a YMCA, which let Barbara in as well. So there we stayed the night and then went by train to continue our journey. So we knew that the Lord was with us and he would be with us. And actually, there were some other interesting situations. So we shouldn't expect things to go smoothly in our lives, everything to go well. There will be difficult, challenging times for each one of us, as it did for Elijah. He had challenging times and didn't all go smoothly. And we read in John's Gospel these words, "This bread is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world." So Jesus knew that he was going to go through difficult times. As we read in our reading, the people grumbled, "Who's this? He's not anyone special." He was criticized often. Things didn't go smoothly. He had to endure suffering and hardships. And of course, he had to suffer death for us all so that we might receive life. That was not easy for Jesus. It was extremely hard facing the suffering, the pain, the rejection, and all these things. But he was willing for this to happen because of his love for you and me. So Jesus is the essential for our lives. It's for us to choose to be with him, the living bread, who can live in us so that we can grow in our faith and learn to serve him as he directs us. If we do this, we can be sure of eternal life forever with him. Amen.